Wednesday the 5th of May, Coffer Alef Pio, the Bianchi Wiesenfeld, homegrown talent, Kazakh, the Nistazek.
I'd like to thank Dudi in particular for giving me this opportunity to speak. Le'ilu Nishmas, it's my Shvez Yortzeit, the 14th Yortzeit of my Shvez, a great Lebrocher, a foreign official, Ben Reb Yoel Arya, Mr. Dick from Antwerp, and there's mezonos in the kitchen. I'll give a l'chaim mitzvah afterwards for those of you who can stay. The Yortzeit fell last year also on Parshas B'Habachukosai, and last year we discussed the minhagim of Kriya of the Toichocho, because that falls Parshas B'Chukosai. It's the Aliyah, as we described at the time, that nobody seems to want. It's mentioned in Halacha, that it's an Aliyah which is not sought after, and there are various minhagim that we discussed about who gets the Aliyah and exactly what the Hanog is with the Brochus. This year... Sorry? Misha Yirtzeh, that's right, that was one of the things that we mentioned. Yamoid Misha Yirtzeh, that's your minhag, Mr. Kaufman. Yeah, that's one of them in Hokim, that was last year's year. So this, and the year before. So this year I thought maybe we'd look at something a little bit happier. The Aliyah that everybody wants, which is the Aliyah of Chazak, of the last Aliyah at the end of the Sefer, of Chazak Menis Chazek. A couple of akdomas. Number one is, there's an expression, Ich bin aposha to yid. I'm not a rav, and I'm not an expert in halacha, or minhagim. I'm not a manufacturer, just a wholesaler. And I'm repeating to you the material that I found when working through the svarim that are available. There are some questions for which I haven't got a satisfactory answer, and I'd welcome answers on a postcard, please, or anybody who wants to give feedback from the tzibur during or after the shiur with pleasure. One of the items in particular which we'll be discussing is whether or not the person who has the Aliyah should say Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek. And if he does say it, the person who's actually had that Aliyah, then if he does say it, when should he say it? Before or after he's made his second brocha, Hashem Asan on Toyos Emes? We'll be discussing it, I said. Right? So therefore... that's one of the things we will be discussing. All I'm saying is, if you have a look in the Siddur of the Ivets, or you had a look at some of the others for him, it speaks there, waxes lyrical, about the qualifications that you need to be in order to be called up for the Aliyah of Chazak. It says that a person has to be mechubet, he has to be tomim b'masov, ol v'nechmet, that person should be respected, he should be loved, he should be accomplished, he has to be a talmud chacham, a learned person, and therefore if any of you are fit into that category, and have the zechus to be called up for chazak this week or any other week, then don't rely on what you hear today as to how to conduct yourself. Ask the Morada Astra, who's over the Robin Shul, exactly when to make the brocha. Assuming I've been saying Chazak about 5 times a year since the age of 7, I reckon that I've said it about 240 times in my life. And I've never really thought much about it. But B'siyata Shmaya B'Zchus HaTzibur, it was something that I thought I'd look at, and today maybe we can examine the following items. First of all, what we're going to be looking at, Mr. Kaufman, today is what we say, the Nosach, and what other people say, the other minhagim that exists, which are not necessarily the same as what we're used to. Also, why do we only say it at the end of each sefer? Maybe we should say it at the end of every sedra, chazak, chazak, or maybe after every parsha, every aliyah, maybe after every posuk. It's something that we need to think about how often one says it. Who says what nusach, and who you're saying it to, which we'll discuss as well. Why have a triple loshon, chazak, chazak, v'nis, chazek, which seems to repeat the inyan of chizuk 3 times over? And if there is an inyan that I do have to say chazak, chazak 3 times, why don't I say chazak, 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 and other people who say chazak, chazak, chazak? Then the makal for the minute bichlal. The question again I mentioned before of who says it. Is it the tzibur? Is it the bal koyra? Is it the person who has the aliyah? Is it everybody and when? And then the question when to say it, whether or not to say it before, for everybody. Yeah, we have an aliyah, the person makes a brocha, Rishon Asher Bochabonu, we learn the parsha, get to the end of the sedra, and then does he make his second brocha first, and then usually there's a kaddish as well? Should we say chazak, chazak, maybe only after the kaddish, or after the brocha, maybe beforehand? These are things that we need to discuss. So let's have a look first of all at our own minhag. I think the minhag Ashkenaz is pretty universal. which is that the Chazan finishes off the last pasuk this week. You say, "Elain Eile Hamitzvos Asher Tzivo Moshe El Bnei Yisrael." And then everybody chants, that means the Tzibur will answer immediately after the Baal Torah has finished the lining, yeah, Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek. And I think the meaning in most places is that the Baal Torah then says, Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, back to the Tzibur. And then the Oile says his Brocha, Asher Nosan Non Notarius MS, followed by Kaddish. And we're not sure whether or not the Oile. So the question is as follows. First of all, who are you saying Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek to? Talk about inside the Tibur, inside the audience. Yeah, when the Tibur says Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, are they saying it to the Baal Kleira? Are they saying it to the person who had the Aliyah? Are they saying it to the Gabba? Are they saying it to themselves? Or are they davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo? This Chazak Chazak Venis Chazek, what is it? Is it an expression? Is it a tefillah? Is it a hidor? Yeah, exactly what does it mean? And then the Baal Koyer is going to answer to the Tibur, Chazak Chazak Venis Chazek. And all the questions apply. Yeah, is he saying it to the Tibur? All the other questions that we just asked. Is it a tefillah? Who is he saying it to? Who am I saying it to? And then the Oile, he will say his Brocha, Asher Nosan Non Notarius MS. And then we have Kaddish. Now the question is, should he say Chazak with the Tzibur, when they say Chazak, Chazak? Maybe he should say Chazak, Chazak with the Baal Koyer when he says Chazak, Chazak, because the Oile and the Baal Koyer are a team. In historical times, the Oile was the Baal Koyer, the person who had the Aliyah was the person who was reading. Today, there's Shliach Tzibur, who has been waiting everybody, but in fact, they're a team. So maybe when the Baal Koyer says Chazak, Chazak, when he's Chazak, then maybe the Oile should say it together with him. Or maybe he should only say it after he said his Brocha, or after the Kaddish, or maybe he shouldn't say it at all. So the Piskei Tshuvos, just to deal with that straight away, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down B'Shem Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan. He says as follows, the Tzibur Mechazek Lo'oile. The Tzibur is saying a chizuk to the person who's had the Aliyah. L'chein, therefore, Lo'yane Alatzma. It doesn't make sense that he should respond by saying back to them chizuk. They're saying to him, Chazak, Chazak, you've just had a mitzvah. You've just had the mitzvah, you've had the honor of being assigned the Torah, and therefore, they are saying to him, Chazak, Chazak, Benis Chazek, giving him extra strength. If we have time, we'll discuss later on exactly what this Loshon Chazak means, what they're trying to say to him. But they are saying something to the Oile, to the person who's got the Aliyah. Therefore, he shouldn't say anything. That's what the Ketzos HaShulchan says. The Gam, Hefsiku. And for him, it would be a Hefsik. It would be a Hefsik for him to answer Chazak, Chazak, Benis Chazek, between the lining and the Brocha, Shenos Anon Notarius MS, which goes back on the lining, which is his second Brocha. In Shalos Tshuvos Masas Moshe, he says, Mikol Moko, but nevertheless, if the Oile wants to say back, Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, give a Brocha back to the Tzibur, so to speak, then even though it's a Hefsik, there's Ein Goyrim Boy Im Yoimro. You don't tell him off, you don't admonish him, we don't insult him in public, for sure not, but we don't say anything to him if he wants to say it. And in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the Hoysophos, it's brought down there that Minig Sheho Oile Oimro, that the Minig is that the Oile should say it. The Isha Yisrael, the Sefer Isha Yisrael, brings down four poskim who say that for the reasons we've just discussed, Lechatchila Vin Yoimreinu Acha Brocha. The person who has the Aliyah, because it's a Hashash of a Hefzik, because he doesn't really need to say it, although there are Minhagim that he can say it, therefore he should Lechatchila say it after the Brocha, Mishum Hashash Hefzik. And he then discusses, very interesting, a comparison which some of the poskim bring down to Hamalach HaGoyel that the Chosan Kol HaNo'orim says, on that we all say together with him, but he says as well, when he has the Aliyah on Simchat Torah. On Simchat Torah, what happens is that the Chosan Torah reads this parasha, so to speak, the Malkari lines the parasha, and then when he's finished the parasha, before he makes his Brocha Achrayna, Asher Nosan Lanu, everybody says together, Hamalach HaGoyel Lo'isi Mikol Ro, and it says, including the person who has the Aliyah, the Chosan Kol HaNo'im should say Hamalach HaGoyel as well. Why isn't it a hefsek between the lining of the Zaysa Brocha that he's just lined, and the Brocha Achrayna of Asher Nosan Lanu Torah MS? So Shei Yisrael brings down there from the poskim, they say it's different. Why? Because Hamalach HaGoyel is a posuk in the Torah. And we have a Mishnah in Yom Kippur which tells us that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol used to line from the Sefer Torah, then he used to line the Parsha of Yom Kippur in the Sefer Torah for Parsha Zacharemos, and then he had to line them after. Did he bring out another Sefer Torah? They only used one Sefer Torah. Why did they use only one Sefer Torah? It says because you can't give one person who has an Aliyah can't use two Sefer Torah, because it implies, when in our experience does a single person ever use two Sefer Torah for one Aliyah, is if the first one's found to be possible. Then you put that one back, and you take out a fresh Sefer Torah, and you continue with the lining. So therefore it's mashma, if you take out two Sefer Torah for one Aliyah, it implies that there's a pagam, that there's a psul in the first Sefer Torah. Therefore, therefore in the halachas of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they don't take out two Sefer Torah. So what did he do? He used to line Parshas HaKaremos from the Sefer Torah, from the Sefer Torah that he was holding, and then he used to line the maftir by heart. And then he used to make his Baruch Hashem Nosalonu. Why? Because lining other Psuke Torah after you've had your Aliyah is not considered a Psuk. Therefore they bring the Raya from there back to Hamalach HaGoyel. Hamalach HaGoyel Loisi Mikol Roah is the Psuk in Vayichi. And therefore to line a Pasha or to line Psukim after you've had your Aliyah is not considered a Hafsuk between Kriyas HaTorah and Hashem Nosalonu Torah Semes. And therefore it's okay for them to say Hamalach HaGoyel. Masha Eken Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazak is not a Pasuk. We'll discuss exactly where it comes from, time permitting. And therefore, Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazak is considered a Hefsuk. And therefore, or it's a Chashash of a Hefsuk, let's say. And therefore, Lechatchila, the Yishei Yisrael brings down from four poskim, that Lechatchila, the person who has the Aliyah, should only say Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazak after the Brocha. There are some, according to those who say that you should say it Bichlal, and there are some who hold that he doesn't have to say it at all. As I said before, anybody who is zoicha to have the Aliyah this Shabbos, or any other Shabbos, should check what the minig is in his particular shul. What's the minig of the Sfardim? The Kafachayim brings down Hashem the Avudram and the Knesset Zagdoyla, and he writes for Chayin Minag Yerushalayim, Tibonim Vesikoinim, he says, that he says, when a person gets an aliyah, a regular person gets an aliyah any time in shul, then the tzibur says to him as he goes up to the Sefer Torah to receive his aliyah, the tzibur says, bechavod. That's what they should say. Then, after he's had his aliyah, then he says, in his amount of Sfardim, that they say to him, chazak ubaruch. And in answer to the chazak ubaruch that they say to him, he says back to them, Chizku ve'imtzu. That's what the Kafachayim brings down, Shem, the Avodram, and the Knesset Zagadoyla. And that applies after every single Aliyah. After every single Aliyah, every Shabbos, I think in the weekdays as well, yeah, when he goes up, Bechavod, when he comes down, Chazak Ubaruch, Ubaruch, and then he says to them back, Chizku ve'imtzu. What? So, I'm not aware, but I stand to be corrected, but as far as I know, when they get to the end of a Sefer, they do the regular Chazak Ubaruch, they don't say Chazak, Chazak, Menis, Chazak. But Mo Garson told me that the minig in Gibraltar is that when they get to the end of a Sefer, then they finish the Aliyah, the lining, and then the whole of the Tzibur will say a Posuk, Chizku, V'yametz, Levavchem, Kolam, Yachlim, Lashem. They say a complete Posuk. So, the Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem the Ochus Chaim. What is the Makor of this Minik? What's the Makor of the Minik B'Klal that we say Chazak, the Chazak Ubaruch, and the lighting, and all that sort of thing? So they bring down that there's a Medrash in Bereshis, which goes on the Pesukim at the beginning of Yeshua, at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua and Perek Aleph, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah HaZeh Mipicho, that the Sefer HaTorah, the words of the Torah, should never part from your mouth, Rak Chazak Ve'emotz. So we have an expression there of Chazak Ve'emotz. There are two expressions of being strong. And I had a question which was, that if that is the Bekor, why did the Sfardim change it from Chazak Ve'emotz to Chazak Ubaruch? It was something that occurred to me. And I thought that possibly the answer might be from what they do in the Minig Gibraltar. Because we've got a klal that Kol Psuka, the Gemara says in Megillah and Tanis, we've heard Shurim on it here entire way, that the Gemara says in Megillah and Tanis, Kol Psuka de Loiposke Boisha, Ana Loiposkinon. Which means that when we repeat a posuk, we're supposed to repeat an entire posuk in its entirety. From the full stop beforehand till the end of the posuk, when one quotes a posuk, you're supposed to quote an entire posuk. And therefore, to say a single word is not a quotation from a posuk. But once you say something like Chazak ve'emotz, that is recognizable to almost everybody that's been extracted from a posuk either in Nach or in the Torah. And therefore, if they were to say Chazak ve'emotz, they might fall foul of the rule of Kol Psuka de Leposke Moshe about not saying a complete posuk. Therefore, they changed it to Chazak u'Baruch. So therefore, I'm only suggesting this as a possibility, I don't know, but they maybe changed it to Chazak u'Baruch so that they could, so to speak, give that chizuk, which we learn out from Yeshua, and we'll look at that in greater detail in a couple of minutes, yeah, but they could use that posuk and give that chizuk, so to speak, without actually quoting from the posuk. That's why when they do this, the equivalent of Chazak in the mini Gibraltar, they say Chizku v'yamis levavchem kol am yachid l'Hashem, which is a complete posuk from Tehillim Lamed Aleph. It's the last posuk of Tehillim Lamed Aleph, and it's a complete posuk, and therefore that's why maybe they say that entire posuk, and that's why they change from that to Chazak u'Baruch. Possibly. What about those? So that would have worked very well. The problem that I had with that is that Chizku ve'imtzu, yeah, we said that the Chafa Chaim said that you say Chazaku Baruch to the Oila, and he answers Chizku ve'imtzu. Now Chizku ve'imtzu is a recognizable quote from a pasuk in the Torah, because it passes Vayelech, because Shmuel says Vasisa nein kol amitzah shesuvisi eschem, that's how to deal with the Canaanim when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Chizku ve'imtzu al tiru ve'al atatum ribnehem. So that's a recognizable quote from a posuk. If that's a recognizable quote from a posuk, then changing Chazak u'Baruch doesn't help me a lot if everybody's going to say back to him Chizku ve'imtzu, because that's a chelik of a posuk. It's a phrase that I can recognize. To which I thought maybe it's possible like this: that the Oila had an aliyah. He's done a mitzvah. Therefore, I want to say to him Chazak u'Baruch that I'm thanking him, so to speak. I'm giving him a chizuk for the mitzvah that he's had. Everybody else hasn't had a mitzvah yet. The tzibur are hoping to have a mitzvah one day. Therefore, he's saying to them, chizku ve'imtzu, as a thriller. And we know that the biggest heter that we have for quoting bits of psukim is in tefillah. We do it all the time in our tefillahs, in the yotzvahs, in the butim. You'll find quotations, parts of psukim, extracts from psukim, all over the place. Also tefillah. So it could be that if chizku ve'imtzu is a tefillah, a chazaka baruch is a sort of what we say, shkoyach, a thank you, then it could be that chizku ve'imtzu is not a problem because of that. I don't know whether that's right, but Rabbi Bernstein, Zichrei Levracha, was very happy often to quote Dayan Abramsky, Zechetal Ibrocha. He says, Dayan Abramsky used to say that Turetz Zem, Oud Motzel Chaim Be'edoi, he used to say, that I like this Turetz very, very much. Replace only Turetz Achel because I've got nothing better. So if anybody can offer a Turetz which is better than that, as to why they say Chazak Baruch rather than Chazak V'yamet, but they do say Chizk V'imtzu, then that'd be very interesting. Another very interesting minhag is brought down in the Shibboleth HaLeket. The Shibboleth HaLeket was Reb Tzidkia from Rome, and he lived around the year 1600 in Rome. And he brings down a very interesting minhag. It's quite fascinating as to what they used to do in Rome with the Chosan Torah on Simchas Torah. He says as follows. He says, "Keshuoyla Akhar Achron Likras Batorah," when the last person, that's the Chosan Torah, they had, by the way, a combined Chosan Torah, Chosan Bereishis. It was only one kibbutz. We'll see it in a moment. But it says, when you call that person, then Likras Batorah, you call him out, Kamosha Osim Lachasanim, you make a big performance of it. Yeah, V'nikra Chasan Torah. V'hayoyim, and that day we call Nikra Yoyim Simchas Torah, that's the last day of Sukkos. V'acha Shehishlim Kriyosei Ad Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And when he gets to the end of the Torah, and we've read the parsha for him till Eina Kol Yisrael, Eina Chosam Miyad, he doesn't finish at that point with the second bracha. Elo, Oyim Din Kol HaTzibur Al Rachleim. Everybody then stands up. The chazan oichas sefer Torah b'sroya, and the chazan holds the sefer Torah b'sroya with his arm. Va'oyma, and he says shloish upon him three times. Zochinu lehashlem lesholem. We've Baruch Hashem had discussed to finish the Torah in peace. V'nizke lehaskel or lehashlem lesholem. And may we be zoichem yot Hashem to start the Torah again and to finish it in peace. He says it three times to the Tibur, and the Tibur answers him back the same expression. Zochinu lehashlem haTorah, the king Niske, so to speak, that next time round we'll do the Torah. The Achakach, and afterwards, Kore al Peh, they don't take out another Sefer Torah, like we discussed earlier with the Kohen Gadol, and he brings the analogy to the Kohen Gadol. They don't take out the Sefer Torah, but the Baal Kore then continues lining Bereshis by heart from then onwards to start the next thing up, and he reads Ad Vayera Vayvoke Yom Echad. He doesn't have to learn the whole of the parasha till Hashabor Lehim Lazos by heart, but till Yom Echad V'Choisem Umavorech Lachreho. And then he finishes off the second bracha. So they had only one person. He was the Chosen Torah, Chosen Bereshis. They finished Leinik Al Yisrael. They said a different expression three times this way, three times that way. They said. The Baal Koryeh said to the Tibur, and the Tibur answered back, may we have this, there was a tefillah, and then they continued. That was the minig in Rome about 400 years ago. The final minig that I came across was, my question was as follows. I mentioned before, why do we say chazak chazak v'nis chazik? Maybe we should say chazak chazak chazak. So the Levush in Simchat Tofresh Samach Tes, in the Halachas of Simchas Torah, discusses this, and the Pesukei Tshuvos brings down that there are three of the Achronim who all said exactly the same thing. And that is the Eliyahu Rabbah in Simchat Tofresh Samach Tes, the Mor of Hashomesh in his Perish on the Torah at the end of Vayechi, and the Sefer called the Kutei Chove Ben Chaim, who quotes the Chasam Sofer. They all say that the reason why you should say Chazak, Chazak, three times, is because Chazak is a gematria of 115, 115. Three times 115 is 345. 345 is the gematria, and equates to the actual letters, of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Baal, the Chazak, Chazak, is we're talking about the Siyuma of the Torah, Rezois HaTorah, Ashasom Moshe, and if they've been in Israel, therefore, we should do it, and according to that, one ought to say, not Chazak, 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 not chazak chazak with this chazak, but say chazak 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 in order to get to the 345. Says the Orach HaShulchan, v'chein nochein la'asos. He brings it down, and he says that one should say chazak chazak chazak. I don't know if there are people who do, but certainly it's brought down in the poskim that there should be such a minhag. So those are the minhagim that we've got. In the time available, let's have a look a little bit in the Makoyos, in the sources for this minhag bichlal of making this declaration chazak chazak at the end of each sefer. In Shas and Gemara it's not mentioned, not because I know the whole of Shas, but because I've read it. Yeah, other poskim brings down. It's not mentioned in Shas, it's not mentioned in Rambam, it's not mentioned in the Tur, it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, it's not even mentioned in Mishneh Berurah. All we have is, we have a Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaSefer called Orchas Chaim, which is brought down in the Ramah on another subject. The Ramah is discussing the halacha that the person who has an aliyah should hold the Sefer Torah, should actually hold the Atzei Chaim at the time when he has the aliyah. They're discussing in the poskim as to whether or not it's only b'shas brocha, or whether it's also b'shas the aliyah, b'shas the lining. Some people say even kol shekein. If you hold it when you're making the brocha, then kol shekein b'shas. But zicha, a person should hold the Sefer Torah with your right hand at the time when you're having an aliyah. With your right hand only. Well, let's have a listen to the words. The Mechaber says as follows. This is the end of Simon Kuf Lamates in Aruch Chaim. Somebody who has the Aliyah holds the Sefer Torah B'Shas HaBrocha, brings down Hakoh, and this is the Ramah quoting the Beis Yosef. Hagor, v'somchu min hazeh, this comes from the Pasuk B'Yoshua. Lo yomosh Sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sefer HaTorah HaZeh Mipicho, and HaZeh, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, Demashma Shetoyf Sabiyodo, that he was actually holding it at the time. Umizeh, and then from that, that we have the minhag to hold the Sefer Torah, b'shachta aliyah, dohagu as well, loima, to say, l'masayim likris ha-Torah b'chol pam, every time somebody finishes off an aliyah, chazak. That's what it brings down. We learn it from what's called the Medrash that the Beis Yosef brings down reads as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yoshua for the first time ever, Mitzoy, he found Yoshua, she Yoshev, the Sefer Mishneh Torah, Biyodai, had the Sefer Torah in his hand. And therefore, Biyodai, again from the Medrash, is mashma that Yoshua was actually holding it in his hand. And that's the Sefer Torah there. And he said to him, Omar Loi, he said to him, we know the Pasuk says, Chazak ve'emotz. He said, Chazek Yehoshua, strengthen yourself, Yehoshua. Ameitz Yehoshua, Loi yomish ha-Torah hazeh mipicho. So therefore you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to a person who is saying Divrei Torah mipiv, Chazak ve'emotz. The Beis Yosef says, Mikan, from here, we have this minhag to say to the Oile Chazak. As we said before, it should be Chazak ve'emotz, according to this Makar, but it was changed at some stage to Chazak v'baruch. The Oruch HaShulchan says, Mikan no guloyme, b'siyim kol sefer, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek, we have the minhag Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. Where did the three come from? I didn't really find anybody who actually discusses where we get the three from. But I found somehow that the three seems to be a theme that's running through Kriyas HaTorah and Sefer Torah Bichlal. In Yoshua, in the first parasha of Yoshua, which we refer to when it says Chazak Ve'emotz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually says to Yoshua three times over Chazak Ve'emotz. It's in the parasha. The first time it says Chazak Ve'emotz Ki Atotan L'chiles HaMazeh. Then it says, Rak Chazak ve'emotz mo'oid. And then it says, Haloi tzivisicho Chazak ve'emotz. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yeshua, the first time that he's actually the leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak three times over. If you look at the first time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, when Yeshua became the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, and you look at Vayelech, you'll find again three times. You've got the Pasuk Chizku ve'imtzu, al tirtzu ve'al tatum ibnehem that we mentioned before. You've got a Pasuk Chazak ve'emotz ki ato tovo yeso mazeh. And you've got another Pasuk later on which says, Chazak ve'emotz ki ato ve'etavis Yeshua b'nun v'yoyim Chazak ve'emotz ki ato tovo yeso mazeh. So again, three times you've got what once Chizku ve'imtzu, and twice Chazak ve'emotz in that Pasha as well. And interestingly is that amongst those three quotations of Chazak ve'emotz in Parshas Vayelech, you've got six times references to writing the Sefer Torah. You've got Vayichtov Moshe Satorah Azois, Tikra Satorah Azois, the Mitzvah Hakel, L'man Yishmadu, Yishmo L'man Yilmadu, that one should learn the Torah, and then again it's mentioned three times, Va'atokis V'lachem Esashir Azois, Vayichtov Moshe, Vayich Chalos Moshe Lichtov. So among the Ksiva Sefer Torah, you've got three times Chazak ve'emotz there as well. The Gemara, if I have time, we'll go to another Shibboleth Halakhah. But we find, for instance, in the Torah, that we have a minimum of three aliyahs. And each person who has an aliyah has a minimum of three psukim. And then everybody learns the Gemara. Not everybody learns it, but most of us learn on Shabbos, on Shavuos by night, you learn the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Omad Aleph. Dorash Ha'uk Lilo Aleder Rav Nachman. There was a person who came from the north, from Golil, and he dashed before Rav Nachman. Berich Rachmona, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Yavlon who gave us Oyriyon Tlisoy, a triple Torah, which is, Rashi says, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvin, La'am Tlisoy, to a triple nation, which is Kainim Levi'im in Yisraelim, Alidei Tlisoy, through the third one, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the third, Miriam, Aaron, and then Moshe, B'yoyim Tlisoy, on the third day of the Shlosh Simei Hagbola, on the 3 days of preparation, Biachet Lisoi in the third month of Sivan. So we see this theme of three running through. Interesting, I've got just a minute, the Shibboleth Halakhah again, which we discussed, when he talks about when each time you take out the Minhagim, of each time you take out the Sefer Torah, he brings down there as well, that the Chazan, Oiches HaTorah, and he says Shema Yisrael. To which everybody replies, he says three times, that was a minigarot, to reply three times. And they are kenega the three ovois, or kenega the sholesh kedushos of kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. And then he says that whenever you open a Sefer Torah, and you do a hakba to show it to the tzibur, go in gimel dafi. Then you always show three amudim. the Sefer Torah should always be open with the three Amudim. So we see this theme of Chazak Ve'emotz, and Rak Chazak Ve'emotz, which we find Sain Yeshua, this theme of threes runs right the way through. I don't have a pshat yet exactly as to why the three is a three, but the idea that one should say Chazak, Chazak, Chazak three times over, there are clearly Makoyos that there are in the Psukim, plus the number three, which seems to be very significant. There is much, much more to say, but time has run out, so if Yitzhak Shem, the Rabbi Shalom, should help everybody that you should all be zoicha to get the aliyah, the chazak, chazak, and it's chazak.